today's gospel, Jesus is foretelling what would happen when he would experience his passion and die. So they would grieve during the 3 days when Jesus was in the tomb. Then they would rejoice once he rose again. But they do not understand what Jesus is trying to tell them. I think we all have experiences in our lives when we sometimes do not understand what God is trying to tell us as well. As we prepare our hearts for the coming of the Holy Spirit, especially in Pentecost, it's very powerful that whenever it seems like we don't understand, it's good to pray to the Holy Spirit in those moments. When we're trying to make a particular decision, things happen in our lives, we feel confusion, we don't understand what's going on, come Holy Spirit. Because one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is the gift of understanding. So as we invoke the Holy Spirit in those moments when we experience confusion, when we don't understand what's going on, but we invoke the Holy Spirit in that way, the Holy Spirit will help us to come to a place of understanding, will lift and relieve any of that confusion that we're experiencing in our lives. And also, I'm going to continue to mention it, if some of you have heard, some of you haven't, but with the Holy Spirit Novena beginning tomorrow, again, I'm highly encouraging praying the Holy Spirit Novena beginning tomorrow, especially if one has not had the custom of doing that before, that this year would be the first year, perhaps, that you pray the Holy Spirit Novena. And the reason why I'm emphasizing it is because it is the most ancient of all novenas. It's the one novena instituted by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ when he told his disciples to go back to Jerusalem to wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit. So it's one that is very good for us to pray as we ask the Holy Spirit to come more fully into our lives. We have different ways you'll be able to pray it. You can go to our social media beginning tomorrow, and there'll be an opportunity to pray the Holy Spirit Novena through our social media. We'll have it on our Podbean audio sites as well. And also, we'll have it on our website where you can see the text, or you could look up if you have another way that you like to pray novenas, of praying that, whatever way you feel called. But again, highly encourage and invite all of us to enter into this Holy Spirit Novena. And in any of those moments when we have confusion, when it's difficult for us to understand what guidance God is trying to give us, to invite the Holy Spirit and that spirit of understanding in those moments.